From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A suicide bomber set off an explosion at a checkpoint outside the Prophet's Mosque in the city of Medina in Saudi Arabia. The Interior Ministry in that country says 4 security officers were killed and 5 wounded as they moved to prevent the attacker from entering the facility. The mosque is the burial site of Muhammad, the founder of Islam. Earlier Monday, the Saudi Interior Ministry said a suicide bomber blew himself up at the U.S. consulate in the city of Jeddah. In the predominantly Shiite city of Qatif, residents say a suicide bomber blew himself up outside a mosque. The attacks came as the month-long Islamic observance of Ramadan came to a close. The death toll from Sunday's suicide bombing in Baghdad is rising as bodies are recovered from the blast rubble. Iraqi officials say at least 157 people were killed. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it targeted Shiites. The truck bomb went off in a busy shopping area of Baghdad's Karada district. At least 200 people were wounded in the blast. Investigators are questioning some of the hostages who were rescued from last week's attack on a restaurant in the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka. The attack left 20 patrons and 2 police officers dead. Officials say 5 of the 13 hostages are being held by authorities. It's not clear if they are suspects or if they're simply being questioned. The body of a University of Wisconsin student who went missing shortly after he arrived in Italy for a student exchange program was recovered on Monday. The body of 19-year-old Bo Solomon was found in the Tiber River. An autopsy will be carried out. Police have not ruled out homicide. This is VOA News. Millions of Americans are celebrating the country's 240th anniversary of independence from Britain. Celebrations include traditional fireworks displays, parades, concerts, and barbecues. There's rain in Washington, but fireworks are expected any minute now. The door is still open. That essentially was the message delivered in Paris by France and Germany Monday to Balkan nations hoping for EU membership after the Brexit vote. Lisa Bryant has more.
Nothing has changed. That, in a nutshell, is what French President François Hollande told Balkan leaders meeting with their EU counterparts here, although the bloc delayed more membership talks with Serbia last week.
Donc il était important de réaffirmer.
Hollande said Britain's vote to leave the EU will not affect the bloc's agreements with Balkan states. It's not just a question of honoring them, he said, but a reminder of the EU's foundations to countries that have gone through the breakup of the former Yugoslavia, civil war, nationalism, extremism, and now peace. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
The head of the UK Independence Party, Nigel Farage, resigned Monday. Farage has been one of the most outspoken and effective campaigners against British membership in the European Union.
I came into politics from business because I believed that this nation should be self-governing. I have never been, and I have never wanted to be, a career politician. My aim in being in politics was to get Britain out of the European Union. That is what we voted for in that referendum 2 weeks ago.
Farage says he wants his life back after years of political activity. He will be keeping his seat in the European Parliament, though. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Uganda to begin a tour of sub-Saharan Africa. The tour marks the 1976 hostage rescue mission in Uganda, in which his brother was killed. Mr. Netanyahu landed at Entebbe International Airport.
At Entebbe, international terrorism suffered a stinging defeat. The rescue mission proved that good can prevail over evil, that hope can triumph over evil, over fear.
Israeli commandos rescued more than 100 passengers and crew of a hijacked plane on July 4th, 1976. As we said, the only fatality in the Israeli forces was Jonathan Netanyahu, the prime minister's older brother. The Xinhua News Agency says former Chinese presidential aide has been sentenced to life in prison for accepting bribes, illegally obtaining state secrets, and abusing his authority. Ling Jihua said he would not appeal the decision that was delivered by a court in Tianjin. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.